Three.
Hello, Fight Insight fans, viewers, listeners. Happy Easter. We've got another amazing episode for you again, starring me, Princey D, and to my left side, Timmy B. Say what up, Timmy B. Say what up to the people.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Today it's a beautiful day today, too, right,
Timmy? I know.
Right outside. Last 2 days, we've been getting really cloudy, cloudy weather, and it's been like kind of, wet and cold. Actually, today is actually pretty nice. I actually might go for a jog.
Nice.
Not. I don't do cardio. Being an avid bodybuilder myself, I don't believe in that stuff.
Speaking of cardio, speaking of getting in shape, we have a guest today, Prince. So yes, we'll introduce him.
Yes, we have a fellow gym buddy of ours from P4P. He goes by Robbie. Let me do this properly.
Hold on, Robbie. I have an official.
Huh?
Okay, go.
I was just gonna give him his intro, his fight intro music when I first introduced him in fight.
Okay, hold.
Robbie, hot sauce mouse. Yeah.
That's pretty beautiful. I have the official introduction, Prince, that I must say. Okay. Otherwise, his people will sue me. Ready? Robbie Moss is a certified personal trainer and performance coach. He's a lifelong martial artist with a black belt in Taekwondo and self-defense jiu-jitsu. He is also a Muay Thai kickboxer and coach, as well as a Spartan race competitor and enthusiast. He has spent this past year developing his own online training platform to help as many people as possible get into shape, regardless of whether or not they have a gym to go to. So, Prince, now is the time to give his introduction as I bring him in.
Robbie, hot sauce mouse.
Yes.
Oh, the legend's here.
Oh, Robbie. Baby.
Robbie, do you still have those flaming gloves?
Those flame gloves? I actually do still have the pair of the I had two pairs. I have the 16s and the 10s. I still have the 10s gloves. The 16s, they met their end a while back. They lasted like years.
I gotta tell people, because I remember the first time Robbie had those gloves on and he fought in them. I'm telling you, I've never seen, like, this guy's cardio. He fought one guy with them on, and I'm telling you, I swear, this guy had like four lungs on. He just went the distance. Like, Robbie, what are you on, Prince? I think it's the gloves, Prince. I think it's the gloves. Yes. So Robbie, thank you for coming to join us to Fight Inside Podcast, and we appreciate you being here, man.
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. You guys have been friends for like almost 10 years now, so it's been a pleasure to grow with you guys and now on your podcast. So it's crazy how time flies. It's been awesome.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy because I've known Robbie for a long time, and like just watching the development of Robbie himself over time. And like, Robbie's coming on our podcast today not as our friend, although you are our friend, but he's coming on as a personal trainer and someone who has a business, someone who's got an online training app and things like that. So we wanted to share that with people because in today's world, especially where we are in Toronto, Canada, it's crazy. Like, we are going back into lockdown again. And so people need things like this that Robbie brings, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. So I built my career basically around the gym and like meeting you guys. I actually, because of P4P, like they asked me to teach class randomly one day, and I was like, okay, I'll do this. And I realized it was like my favorite thing to do.
Robbie, I'll let you guys know right now. I remember the first day that Robbie taught class. We're all going in. So everyone knows the drill. The same guys all come in. We're all ready to go. And then all of a sudden, at the top of the class, Robbie goes, okay, guys, warm up. I was like, whoa, Robbie, you're teaching class? I was like, yeah. And everyone's like, what? And everybody's loading up, Robbie, like, wow. And everyone's like, okay, let's go, Robbie. I remember the first day you did that. I think it was either – it was a Muay Thai class or a strength and condition class. I think it was one of the two. And, yeah, everybody just – I remember Ziggy looking around. Everyone was like, yo, he's teaching class. And that's when, like, everybody else was still doing Muay Thai. And Dylan was there. Everyone was coming like, yo, Robbie's teaching it. Let's go, right? And we all – yeah, it was a good – it was actually one of those memorable ones. When your boys start teaching the class, it's the when you know, wow, we stepped up. Still waiting for
– yeah.
the class. So
it's the progressive growth. And I shout out to Justin and Eric for giving me that chance, because that's like, I at the time I was probably like, I think I was 18, 19 with no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And I realized
just a couple of years ago. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. For all you viewers that don't know me, I'm 26 now. I'll be 27 this year. So closer to 30 than I am to 20. But still, yeah, I was like 18, 19, didn't know what I wanted to do. I was in university for psychology because that made sense at the time. Had never once used that degree as I got my degree. Yeah, and I realized like teaching class, like it wasn't even like, I'm one of the guys who like started out with classes. Most people start with like one-on-one training and then it's like, oh, class is fun. I started with classes. That was like my passion. I love making up different circuits. Realized that's what I wanted to do. So I finished psychology, got my degree, and I transferred over to George Brown College for a program called Fitness and Health Promotion. It's actually, you know, get like build my experience and not just teach class like out of nowhere. Actually build my repertoire, get like this piece of paper that I needed to like be like a name in the game, and started my career from there. And I built my career through different gyms across the GTA, Markham, Toronto, Ajax, Aurora, Pickering. Like I've done different kinds of training across all different kinds of places. And it's just how I built myself up. So shout outs to P4P for first of all, introducing me to you guys and telling me how I want to live the rest of my life, basically.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because yeah. Robbie, like we see you at, you know, when you follow Robbie on social media, and please do follow Robbie. We'll put down all his contact info here. But we're just for people that want to pause this podcast and go follow you right now, Robbie. They follow you at where?
At Robbie Moss Fitness. So actually my name, as you can see it here, is actually spelled with a Y and an IE, which is a very common mistake a lot of people make, but it's all one word, Robbie Moss Fitness.
Yeah, Robbie Moss, yeah, the Robbie Moss with IE, he's a loser. This is the Robbie Moss.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Wherever he is, he sucks. Screw that guy.
Well, guys, you know this, Robbie's so good, he actually answered my first question. What I wanted to get into, Robbie, was want to ask you, tell us more about your fighting background. Tammy mentioned something that I was like, whoa, I didn't know that about Robbie. So black belt in Taekwondo.
So
when were you gonna tell us? I didn't get the memo.
Every time you spar with Robbie, or every time you watch Robbie go to a fight, you see his Taekwondo in his kicks. Like the guy has powerful kicks, educated feet is what I'll call it, Robbie.
I like that. That's funny.
You know what? But the thing is, I remember Robbie when he fought his first in-house. It was Rock'em Sock'em, because Robbie, all I remember was you. I swear, we have in P4P. I think we've got a combo that's just on fire. 1-2 hook. 1-2 hook, swing kick. 1-2 hook. This guy was just all up in there. So it was all boxing. So yeah. So Robbie, no, tell us about the Taekwondo and tell us about that end. Yeah.
Okay, well, that takes me back to when I was 6 years old, because most people in my industry, like, or not maybe not most, but I would say 80, 85% of people in fitness started out as like a child athlete. I was the opposite. I was extremely unathletic as a kid. I was terrible at soccer, basketball, you name it. I sucked. Like, I straight up sucked. my parents put me in Taekwondo because they understood, and shout out to them because they understood the importance of like putting your kid in some sort of sport, keeping them healthy, keeping them active. And I wanted to quit so many times because I wasn't an athletic kid. I wanted to play video games, but they kept making me do it. And eventually I built up the momentum in it and I started to like it. I did it for 12 years until I was 18, which I came to P4P. Yeah, I did it for 12 years. I taught for 2 years. Every martial art that I've done, I've taught it as well. I become a teacher in that respective art. So yeah, I got my third degree black belt in Taekwondo when I was... Well, I got my black belt when I was 10, and then from there you take a couple of years in between to get level up to level 2 and 3, and then I stayed as level 3 for a couple of years until when I was 16. I actually went to Korea to compete in an international tournament.
I remember you telling me about that, and I was gonna say, you know, did you compete? Because I remember that story. So what was that like? Like traveling to the country where Taekwondo was born, right?
It was awesome. It was a culture shock. It was a great experience. Excuse me. It was absolutely wild. I loved it. And crazy thing was, like, I felt like a celebrity out there because being a white guy in Korea, like, I had some of the prettiest girls asking to take pictures with me. Only problem was I'm a 16-year-old kid who's super shy, so I'm just like, okay, sure. That's and everyone's so like, Robbie, put your arm around her, you dumbass. I'm like, oh, shit, okay, yeah, cool. yeah, no, it was fun, though. Like, the culture, the architecture, the experience of being, like, this giant stadium with, like, thousands of other athletes from across the world doing nice. The same sport that I've just done as a kid and teaching to other kids. It was a great experience. Did I win? No, those Koreans are animals. I got my ass kicked. But,
well, that's okay. Yeah. But Robbie, I mean, like, it's funny that you say that you were a shy kid and stuff like that, because knowing you ever since I've known you, and, you know, when you see you on your Moss Fitness app and we see you on your Instagram, you're like an extremely outgoing guy. You're very sociable, very, you know, I hope if people are going to see this, if they come across this video and they hadn't known you before. So, like, is it the martial arts that broke you out of that shell? Because you often hear that's one of the many benefits of martial arts.
100%. Yes. Martial arts saved my life in multiple ways. That being the first one, it brought me out of my shell, gave me the confidence to do what I wanted to do, and it gave me a career path to follow. Another backstory, when I was a kid, I was pretty bullied pretty badly all through elementary school, which gave me that shyness. So that's why my parents wanted me to stay in Taekwondo. The thing was with the bullying, it wasn't physical. It was all verbal. Kids nowadays, even back then, there can be just cruel and attack you at your psychological level. Right. So that kind of messed me up for a long time. But very fortunately, you know what? We were kids. Everyone grows up. And to this day, every person who, like, gave me problems as a kid reached out to me or in person or social media and said they were sorry for what they did. They also admitted that they think I can kick their ass now. So that's probably part of the reason why they also apologize.
It's a good reason to be proactive with that apology before you actually see the hot sauce Moss come down the street, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just in case I bump into you in a dark alley and it's like, hey, I remember you.
Yeah. But then, okay, so then after Taekwondo, where does this black belt in self-defense jujitsu, where does that come from?
Oh, it came around when I was probably just before high school. I started around 13 years old. This guy was running classes outside of my Taekwondo school. Inside my Taekwondo school at these weird random times. And me and my mom and my dad all started doing his classes. And
cool.
They stuck with it. Yeah, they stuck with it for a little bit. Excuse me again. And I kept going. I built up new relationships with people to the point where I started taking my little brothers to it as well. And yeah, it's not Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because I have a long way to go in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and wrestling. I'm like probably still a white belt in both of those if there's belts in wrestling. This is more of the stuff where it's like a wrist lock. So say someone my size attacks a girl in our dark alley and she's 5'2". What does she do to defend herself? So it's wrist locks. It's kicking somebody in the crotch. It's like very effective ways to stop something and get out of there. To the point where my sensei at the time was teaching it as a police program. That's how effective this was. So I got my second degree in that. Yeah. And then around that time I was doing that while I was studying Muay Thai, kickboxing, and eventually started training you guys and training with you guys, like me and Tim, you and I, even Prince, we used to train like every Sunday at Beaverton. Yeah. We would just spar for rounds and rounds. We had a tradition at that point. And those guys don't know, by the way.
You guys already forgot the name of that thing. I remember it was called the Breakfast Club. We used to have this is a Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
We all run it. Me and Tim would do a 5K run and then everybody would meet up at the gym.
No, hold on. Everybody did the 5K run. It's just that Prince and I were so much slower. We felt like we were doing it by ourselves, but we technically all started together. We just didn't see anyone after. That's okay.
Yeah, it was just like the time difference. A little backstory for the viewers, though. If you guys don't know a little bit about Prince, when I met this guy, Prince was heavy, and being a bodybuilder like he is now, he gave himself a big transformation. Doing different classes at Beaver Peak consistently. So shout out to the Prince for making that like change himself.
Thank you.
And I'm actually proud to be a part of that, because I know my classes were a big part of your journey as well, and I'm honored to be able to put you in my transformation list as an awesome person.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie. Yeah, you know what? It was Robbie was one of those guys that pushed you, especially in classes as well. Like, so if anyone's watching this right now, you sign up with Robbie Moss Fitness, I'm telling you, he will push you to the edge, right? And he'll make sure that you reach your potential, right? And I remember, yeah, at the time, actually, when I lost my way, it was actually because it was a really bad breakup. So I was really like, oh, man, I felt like crap. And I just kept coming to the gym. It wasn't because I wanted to lose weight, just because I wanted to get my mind off of things. And all of a sudden, they're like, yo, Prince, you're losing weight. I was like, oh, yeah, I am. Wait, I think I might get abs. I might be able to, I might be able to see this thing. So then I started doing it and working out even more, and I just got hooked. And so Robbie, again, was one of those trainers that helped push me to that, to my potential. And actually, what I wanted to ask Rob, a segue to the some of the questions I actually wanted to ask you. Years ago, back in the days, everybody would go to the gym. You'd classes. People would come in, work out. Now that we're switching more towards online training, and now it's such a big thing. What do you think, Robbie? What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of doing online training?
Well, advantage-wise, it allows someone like me to work from home. Being in fitness, while it is very rewarding, it is very time-consuming. It's hour to hour. Like, if I'm not working, if I'm not training somebody doing a class, I'm not getting paid, right? And sometimes, like, the market for one-on-one training can be pretty low in terms of cost. It's got to be like, okay, I charge less than this person. I'll get your results, but I'll charge less, right? Mm-hmm. Try to get as many clients as you can so you're working 12 hours a day. Which I did for a long time, and I ended up stopping working out myself because I was just in the gym all day, every day.
Yeah, because you can't focus on yourself, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's obviously, and you get into this industry because you want to help other people. It's not about you. And if you don't get into it for that reason, you're not going to be successful in the industry. But the advantage of doing online is I can have a lot of people doing this program that I make that I know is going to work. And I guess I can charge whatever price I want, but I'm not working hour to hour. You know, I make more money and help more people at the same time from the comfort of my own home. So that's definitely an advantage to it. The disadvantage to it is it can be more difficult for someone like me to put in that personal touch. I say difficult, but not impossible. Obviously, I put my own flair into every workout. I put my heart and soul in every workout that I make for people, whether it's part of a 12-week program or it's like a daily workout that I give somebody or a meal plan. I put in my heart and soul into that so they get the results, because every workout that I make, I've done myself already. So I know it's going to be rough. I know partway through, I'm like, oh, this is too hard. I can't even do this. I can't ask someone else to do this. I'll never ask someone to do something I can't do myself. So I test them all out and I can guarantee the results in that same way. The disadvantage is you don't get me face-to-face, yelling at you. But like I said, you can do it from anywhere. There's no need for a gym membership. Unless you want to do a gym workout. I have so many different options for people to do, whether they want to do home or gym workouts. So I can actually reach people worldwide with this platform that I've created over the course of this 1,000-day lockdown that we're now in, whatever lockdown this is. They say three, I say 2,000 and something. It's been so long.
Yeah. And then
I'll say something now, Tibby. Like, I know what Robbie's talking about, because when he's running his online classes, he'll be like, okay. And the worst part is when they're like, okay, guys, all right, do push-ups. And the thing is that some people's cameras, you can't even adjust it. So you'll just see guy goes, okay, push-ups. Okay.
Yeah.
Prince, I'm hoping you're doing push-ups. Yeah, I'll be doing push-ups, and literally, some guys are just like this. Okay, take a breather.
Yeah.
Okay, back on. Yeah. I did push-ups, right? So I know that's part of the issues, right? So.
Or I've had it sometimes where I'm doing a virtual class via Zoom or something like that, and the Wi-Fi just conks out, and the whole thing shuts down. I'm like, well, I mean, you guys keep going, but they can't hear me now. I can't see them. Yeah. You guys set it up, and everyone's like looking at the camera like this. Like, is it working? It's there's a lot of leaps and bounds. So like, yes, I do virtual classes like that for Pound for Pound, other gyms that I work for as well. But yes, I developed my training platform to basically, here's the workout you can do. Here's a video of me actually doing it. I spent the first little bit of the first quarantine in March of last year, just filming little 5-second clips of every workout I could think about, body weight with equipment, whatever. and just putting it online and making workouts with those. So it's like, oh, I don't know what this is. Click the video. Oh, I can do that. And, oh, there's a modification. So instead of signing up for a class, it's like the class is at noon. You can't do it at noon, or it's at 6, but you can't do it at 6. Well, I'm free at 2. What did Robbie upload today? Click. Right. Oh, I can do that. That's good. It's really
and
good.
So Robbie, you're talking about your app though, right? Mossfitness.ca. So yeah, I want
that's
people.
My website.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Mossfitness.ca is where you go to get to what you're talking about, which is your program, right?
Absolutely. So I'll break it down for you guys right now.
Hold on. Before you do, this is like a small, slight interlude, but we do have our beautiful shirts that Prince and I are wearing. And so we want to remind people. We do want to remind people that these prototypes are up for sale now. So just message us. We're just doing our first order shortly to get them out to people. So if you want one, please do message us at fightinsightpod@gmail.com. And we're going to wear these every episode. But because of Robbie Moss, hold on one second here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Wow. Wow.
Look at that. This is my beautiful Fitness. Pow. My Moss Fitness shirt I wore for the podcast. Beautiful.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, man. I always love supporting Robbie. But Robbie, before you go into mossfitness.ca, you know, I hope that people get out of this podcast that you're like a passionate guy about this, right? Like you've lived your life through fitness and martial arts, right? Now you've created this program. It's not like, you know, when people go on and they just find a YouTube video or they're like, oh, I don't want to sign up for, you know, I don't want to sign up for something and pay like a monthly or a yearly subscription. But you get what you pay for, right? Like what you're saying, Robbie, you're uploading stuff regularly and making it something that you're passionate about and you're thinking about the people as you're doing it, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah. So what is your, yeah. So explain to people what they get through Moss Fitness.
Well, I'll do that as soon as possible. But before, what you said about me being like super passionate about this, I don't really care who signs up and does what. I just want to change someone's life however I can. And I had someone message me a little while ago saying he never bought anything from me, but he changed his life around just looking at my Instagram videos, and that's totally free.
Wow.
And I thought that was so cool that he said that to me. So shout out to that guy. I'm not gonna say his name, but you know who you are if you listen to this podcast, which I probably do. I probably will if I post about it when I post about it.
That's nice. So cool. What?
Yeah, it was wild. I'll get to Moss Fitness in a second, but I'm gonna message you guys right now via this podcast. I want one of those T-shirts. All right,
yes.
put me in for a large, please and thank you.
Thanks, Robbie.
Now to my actual website. Yeah, it's mossfitness.ca, as you can see on the screen. Through there, you will find not just you'll find ebooks. Okay, and I have 3 different ebooks. Technically, I have 5, but 3 of them are specifically workout oriented. There is Cross Train, Shred, and Body Blast, and they're all 30 workout ebooks. There's 30 full workouts in each one. Each one comes with a YouTube video of me explaining the whole thing, and there's no real program to do it. There's just 30 workouts, and you can go through all of them in 30 days. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can take like, you know, like 4 or 5 a week, and you make a month out of it or something like that. There's also a mobility one where I have 20 different mobility routines because, you know, your ability to perform is only as good as your ability to like recover from these workouts. And I just uploaded one, I think yesterday actually, called the Macro Guide, which breaks down like how to eat properly for your weight loss or muscle gain properly. No specific meal plans intended, but like, because everyone's got different needs and different dietary restrictions and different ways they want to eat. But like at the core basis, here is what you should do. To eat properly, so your training doesn't get beaten by your poor diet, which most people have that problem. It's like, I mean, I work out every day. Why can't I lose weight? Well, you worked out and you went to McDonald's, man.
Yeah, no, and some dummies, like while they're doing podcasts, they're like eating jars of jelly beans. You know what I mean? That's just there for decorative purposes, Robbie. I don't eat that.
Yeah, but Tim, you're also like regularly like shredded all the time. Okay.
Yeah, that's a messed up part with Tim. Like Tim's like, oh man, I'm getting fat. I'm like, wait, what's your definition of fat? Like, you've been rock solid everything.
You can only see four abs instead of all six. That's the
no.
That's,
you know what?
Oh, I'm getting fat. I'm losing my bottom two.
No. I'll say a couple. I'm gonna break in a couple of things about Robbie though. Like, you know, we talk about like the first few times like we went to Robbie's class and stuff. I remember when I first joined, Robbie was already teaching there around that time. And like one of the first classes I went to was Robbie's. And you look in there and you see the people there and you're like, okay, like I'm in as good a shape as these people, right? And you're kind of looking at them and I'm like, I play golf regularly. That's a sport, right? I'm okay. And then I started to do the class and like halfway through, I had to go to the washroom and I'm like lying on the floor. Like I'm like gonna die. Meanwhile, all the other people out there that I thought I'd be just as good as, they're out there still doing their burpees, still doing whatever. Like Robbie kills you, man. Robbie really pushes you to your limit. And you know, we've been on quarantine now. And you know, my wife trains with us and my wife knows Robbie very well. Even she was saying, okay, when the classes open back up, I'm not doing Robbie's class first. I'm waiting for Robbie's class. Because not only is Robbie tough, but I'll tell you, Robbie gives you, and this is a sign of a good trainer, I think. And Robbie, you said that your psychology, you know, maybe didn't play a factor in your career, but I think it does, because you know to go around to people and you're always giving them positive encouragement. You're always telling them that they're doing well, or if they're not and they're struggling, you always encourage them to do more. You tell them to pick it up, and you're also always perfecting their form. Like you're always going around. So I know that, you know, that's something that I look for when I go to find a trainer. It's like, I want someone who's going to be honest with me. I don't need you to just stand there and go, great, 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 right? I want you to go there, you know, correct my form, tell me how to do it better. I always try to get away with like really like very poor wall squats, wall sits. And Robbie's always like, lower, Tim, lower. So, no, it's I know, like, and I know that's going to be reflective in your stuff that you do, Robbie.
Absolutely. And another thing that I'm always good at too is like, I also know when someone who I know for a while is like not working their hardest. Right now, I'm going to say shout outs to Rob Ocampo because he never works as hard as he should. Always fixes the letters. Shots fired. I'm like, Rob, we're the two Robs. I'm like, what are you using that small kettlebell for? And they always have to grab the bigger one. I'm like, I told you, see, no big deal. So yeah. all those different things play into my classes, which is why people tend to like them so much. And I've gotten several comments from different members saying that my classes are the best. And it means a lot to me when I hear that. It makes all the worth it. So I thank you for that as well, Tim.
Yeah. Well, Rob, because what do you expect? I mean, like, I guess when we all started, like, especially when Chris Williams was training and the Milkman was training, we're also used to like gassing out. We're all about like, whoever yaks, if it's a class where no one's yaked, then we're not doing anything right. Like it would be like a room full of sweat. People are vomiting. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm used to. That's what we're used to. And then everyone at the end of the day, they have a smile on their face, like, great class, guys. And then, but yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
That's it. If you don't walk in there fearing what the class is going to bring you, then it's not the right class. Like, that's the thing with Rob's. And he'll just set up the station. You're like, yo, what is he going to do with that tire? I hope we don't have to like flip that around. Oh yeah, we're flipping it around, Ed. So, but what I wanted to ask you, Robbie, so I mean, okay, so now that, you know, this pandemic's happening, the lockdown's happening, all these changes to training has happened. And so in terms of fitness training, online training, like where do you see it in 5 years, right? I mean, we're 1 year into this pandemic and, you know, in the next 5 years, where do you see training looking like?
I think you're going to see a lot more people like me who have built their career around like being in a gym with people in person, mm-hmm. Now transitioning that into some sort of online platform. And there's a lot of different softwares that allow you to design your own platform and you name it whatever you want. Like I used a certain software company to build what's called the MOSFIT training app, where you sign up for like a low monthly price and you get a new workout every day, Monday to Friday. And there's three different programs, a full gym workout, like a quick conditioning gym workout if you're in a hurry, and then a bodyweight movement workout for people at home. That's what I'm most known for. That was Tim was talking about earlier. It's called the MOSFIT. It's just called MOSFIT on the Google Store or Apple Store or whatever. But I call it the MOSFIT training app. I think you're going to see a lot more things like that, especially with smartphones being like the biggest thing in our worlds right now. Everyone's going to want fitness at the touch of a button, right? Like at the press of a button. I see that happening a lot more. The future is, I think if any gym stops doing virtual classes, they're going to regret it for sure, because they can also reach people worldwide as well. Yeah. And putting the programs online as well. I think you're going to see a lot more gyms and freelance trainers like myself teaching Zoom classes and trying to like put their programs online, whether it's like a 30-day challenge or an 8-week challenge or whatever you name it, or like a new workouts every day or a 12-week, 8-week program, something like that. I think you're going to see a lot more of that from people who you've never heard of before. Like, it's a hard market to be in because the people who are already there, they're pretty big now. Is the market saturated? Yes, but that's the reason why I think people like me will stand out more, because like I'm still new in it to not lose my personal touch. Like, I still want to connect with every person who's on my app, who's doing my program. I still try to talk to every single person via Zoom or whatever they want to use at least once a week to see, like, answer any questions, change up any workouts for them that maybe they can't do because of an injury or something like that. I talk about their nutrition and keep them accountable, right? Not just like sign up and go, like sign up and do the thing. But if you have a question, I will meet with you and talk to you in person. It's actually going to be me talking to you, not like a MOSFIT rep or a MOSFIT, whatever, someone else.
At least not yet.
Yeah, scaling up comes later, you know. You gotta build it first, and then you can scale.
Listening on Spotify, Robbie, if they're not watching us on YouTube, which please do watch the YouTube. It's always the best way to see this podcast. But it's MOSSFIT, right? The app.
Yes.
So MOSS Fit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It works well because it's like, it's MOSFIT, not CrossFit. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Nice. Yay. Play on words. Robbie, actually, I was looking at your IG and it's crazy because you have a whole link tree. I'm looking at it right now. So you've got the MOSFIT training app. You've got the MOSFIT training yearly membership, the training ebooks, joining mail list, free consultation, Abusia Combat affiliate link. You've got all these, even the meal prep and even music by our boy, Uncle Phil. It's all there. So I mean, it's well organized, and it looks like you've got everything all sorted out. Especially if people are just, you know, clicking in for the first time. So that's great. Thank you for actually telling us, because I always wondered what would happen. Like, I mean, I was always wondering, like, you know, how you guys set all this up. Like, it looks like there's a lot of work, and there's like, you know, what is it behind the scenes? How it really is for the trainer to set all these things up, right?
No, I was just going to say, because, yeah, Robbie, you put in a lot of work into this stuff. Like, and the link tree that Prince is talking about, you can get through that through your Instagram. If you go to Robbie Moss Fitness, and then if you click on your profile, your link tree is there that people can see. And that's where they can find all the different things that you do. But like you said, even your Instagram is like constantly got stuff on it. And I do have to give a shout out, because your Instagram is one of my most favorite things to look at, especially your mobility exercises with your girlfriend. I think I call her Araguso, because in today's day and age, Robbie, I only refer to people by their Instagram handle. So if your Instagram handle is not literally your name, I'm calling you whatever it is, you know. but your girlfriend is great. You know, you guys do these videos constantly. It's the mobility exercise ones, right?
Yeah.
Where you go through, and Prince, I know you should know this, but each Instagram story, when he's doing the mobility exercises, first of all, kudos to you for being so particular. You've always got a movie on the screen that is somehow related. So that's always cute, right? There's always a movie playing in the background. You guys do the exercises, you swipe to the left to go to the next exercise. And then the last one is always my favorite, because Robbie cross dresses in the last video where he and his girlfriend switch outfits. And so I'm going to put one on here, which was the one today. And there is Robbie. And as you see, today's Easter. He's got Peter Rabbit in the background. And this is the last video where Robbie is now wearing a beautiful pink sports bra and tight black shorts. So
oh yeah
thank Thank you for that, Robbie.
Robbie, if you want, next time you post something, like, you can borrow my Manscaped. I've got the Manscaped kit.
You got the Manscaped kit?
Yeah, I did. I got it because it's so, I'm like, man, you never know. And I got it. It's got a light too. So if you want to get the armpits done too, if you want to. This is we're all family.
You know what? I might take you up on that, Prince. We started doing that, I guess, like week one of last year in quarantine, and we did one every week for a long time, to the point where, like, I was in her parents' backyard wearing her bikini and jumping into a pool. Like, it just got more and more ridiculous. I think it was so. Shout out to Amanda again, because it was actually, her name's Amanda, not just A. Ragusio, for those of you who are not familiar with her on Instagram. It was her idea as a joke the very first week. I can't remember exactly how long we were dating at that point, but I guess she would want to test, like, how, like, willing I was to do things. And she learned quickly that I have, like, no shame at all, and I'm going to do what I want to do and don't care. And the first video blew up so crazy that we're like, well, I guess we're doing this again and again and again, to the point where, and this is where my views have changed, where we ran out of clothes in her wardrobe. So as gifts for her, I'm buying, like, new athletic shorts and sports bras, and considering she would look good in this, but how would I be wearing this sports bra and these booty shorts?
Yeah.
And shout out to her, because I've stretched out some of her sports bras, but she also gets mad at me because my ass looks better in her shorts than she does, according to her.
I'd see the workout and be like, and look at the outfit. I'm like, woo, Robbie's going to squeeze in this bad boy. This piece is going to look nice. And he squeezes the very end.
That's why you squats. Yeah. Gentlemen, that's why I never forget the squats, because you got to build that booty to fit in those shorts, 100%.
Yeah, when Robbie walks into Lululemon and he's in the ladies section, and the people are asking, you know, can I help you pick out something for your significant other? And he says, no, this is for me. Then that's where it gets awkward.
It's more like this is for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is for us. We're both going to try it on, actually. So.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's awesome.
The people get a little like, they don't judge out loud, but they give you like it's kind of like weird look. It's like, is this guy serious? Okay, I guess you're doing this.
Yeah. No, look, if people don't already follow you, Robbie, they definitely have to follow you there just for that alone, because that is just hilarious stuff every time. In 5 years, Prince is talking about, like, you know, where do you see personal training going? And I know, again, through your Instagram, you're still going to a lot of people, doing a lot of one-on-one training, right? So you're still visiting them in their garages outside, right? I see you doing, holding the mitts and doing the pad work with people, like, one-on-one, to give them that kind of personal training. So I know that you're available for that too. But in 5 years, quarantine or no quarantine, I mean, God help us, assume that it's gone by then. But in 5 years, where do you see the trend of personal fitness and training going there? Like, what do you think, where do you think you'll be in 5 years with this?
I think it really depends. And I've been asked this question before. Like, when I first announced that the app was going live and I was doing online stuff, I had people messaging me saying, are you still going to be at this gym or that gym or that or this gym? I think most trainers get into online fitness to avoid actual human contact for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Is the money better because you can sell to people worldwide faster? Yes, absolutely. And not that the money is important, because I love helping people, but I'm one of the people, I guess, who still wants to work in a gym and with people, because I love the human contact and I love having that connection with people. It will depend on what the situation becomes in 5 years. No one can predict that, because who would have thought that we'd be in this situation at all? I don't think gyms will be gone, because people still need a place to work out. You know, not everyone can afford the nice home gym.
Yeah.
Although that is goals one day that I want to have for the house that I eventually want to buy. But people will still need a gym. They'll still need a person to tell them what to do in person, because you only get so much out of a 5-second video of me doing a squat of how to do it properly.
Yeah.
So I still want to keep doing that. Maybe not to the point where I'm in the gym 12 hours a day, like, because it's draining myself, but I still want to work with people. And whether or not, I think that'll still be a career, because I think every coach has to start off in person before they go online, because you have to realize what other humans are capable of, and not just assume that they can all do what you do. And just be careful who you follow on Instagram, because that person doing that crazy workout where they do a backflip and do a barbell curl, that's not what got them there. They didn't get in shape by doing those. They got in shape by doing the basic fundamental movements that everyone has to learn first. That got them in shape, and then they can start doing some crazy stuff on camera. I see myself growing my online business, but still doing my best to stay connected with people and being in the gym, running classes, doing classes myself to keep myself accountable, and working with people as much as possible.
Okay. All right, Robbie. Well, you know what? Before we, end off the podcast, we've got to do the fight on site first. Where can people find you? How can they get a hold of you? Where can they reach you?
So my Instagram, like I said, is Robbie Moss Fitness. My Facebook is just Robbie Moss. You can find me on either of those. The links to my email address is all on my Instagram. In my link tree, Prince mentioned there's like you can book a call. It's a link to my calendar. You can actually book a time in my calendar, and I'll send you a Zoom link, and we can have like an actual face-to-face conversation online with anything. It's totally free to see where you're at and see what you want to do. Instagram, Facebook, and my email is all through there, and you can book into my calendar if you really want to like talk to me via Zoom. It's very easy. I'm very open about it. I put my life on my Instagram, so there's no secrets. So you want to talk to me, I will be there.
Nice. Robbie, I didn't know you do that. So that's free? Like, people can book a time with you to call in on Zoom and then you chat with them?
Yeah. I do 30-minute meetings totally for free. It's basically a consult call. Whether they want to ask me a question about eating, whatever. And if at the end of the call, they realize like they could use a service that I offer, we can talk about what it will cost. But as much as I would love to give all everything away for free, that's not how the world works. And if it's something that they can afford, then even better. And I'm happy to work with them. But I can at least help them out for free in that 30-minute call if with something.
Nice. That's so cool. Thanks, Robbie. I mean, we greatly, greatly appreciate you having you on. You know, when we're thinking about the different guests that we have and the different things that we want people to be able to hear about and see, right? Like, that online training component is so huge, like, especially in the world right now. And no one else better than you, right? For people to come and see. So thanks, Robbie.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I put a lot of work into it.
You know what? Thanks a lot, Robbie. I wanted to surprise you too. Actually, sorry to keep interrupting you, but I also
okay. Prince is just taking off his clothes.
Yeah, it's happening. Sorry. I there's nothing to show. I just felt like, you know what, I took off his shirt and I felt like I should take off mine. Thanks, Robbie.
Okay. Thank you. You know what, Prince? I'm gonna supply you with a Moss Fitness shirt that I have lying around next time I see you, just so that doesn't happen anymore on screen, okay?
Tim came out with the shirt, and I'm like, man, come on, I don't have anything underneath. So actually, thank you, Robbie, for providing me with this physique. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm happy to do so, man. That's what I do. Messaged Tim about the shirts earlier. I was like, I want to wear your shirt on your podcast, but they weren't available yet. I guess it was too last minute, but I will definitely be grabbing one of those for sure, and I will give you one of mine for sure, Prince.
Thanks, Robbie. All right, and Robbie, can you stick with us for a little bit longer? Oh, yeah. Are you okay?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm good to go. Let's do this. I want to see who you guys have picked for your fight on site. I want to give my two cents.
Oh, baby. All right,
Robbie's actually one of the first people to actually know what we're talking about. They're like, what's fight on site? What are you talking about, right? So here we go.
Well, my two good friends of almost 10 years that make a podcast, I'm going to listen and figure out what it is.
Man, Robbie, there's twice in this podcast where I almost cried. The first part was the show with the weight loss and all talking about our friendship together. It's just like, oh, God, here we go.
It's very touching.
Here come the waterworks. It's happening again.
Yeah, he's cried multiple times on this podcast, so it's not a shocker.
It's not a good podcast. We don't cry.
Yeah. Before we get to the fight on site, though, Robbie, you do have a podcast of your own, and I want people to know that you do have a podcast. It's currently on hiatus.
Yeah. So I'll tell you exactly what happened. So me and our buddy Jackson, I think you guys have mentioned him on this podcast before. He's one of the OG fighters of P4P. This guy used to kick my ass in sparring. He's 6'3".
All of our butts.
Oh yeah. Not that he means to, he's just naturally good. And he's 6'3" with arms like John Jones. He's just really naturally gifted at this. Super nice guy. One of my best friends. We were doing a podcast once a week with the help of his brother out of his house. It's called Two Friends Fighting. We talked about literally anything.
Everything,
from fights
yeah.
to what we like to eat, right? And maybe it wasn't good because we didn't have a niche, but it gave us like the opportunity just to talk about what we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun doing it. But kudos to Jackson because he was also in teacher's college and finishing up that schooling. And he got a job as a supply teacher out in Ottawa. So obviously his main thing is teaching people, kids, like actual schooling, which I can't do because I get tired of the kids after an hour Muay class.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's doing it all day in school, teaching them math and stuff. So he's out there kind of like going forward, as far as I know. Like he said he's going to be back for March break, but then March break got pushed back because of this whole thing. So it's currently on hiatus, but I'm sure we'll bring it back at some point, whether we do or not. Either way, I have goals to start up my own podcasts separately at some point where I interview like high-level professionals across fitness, across business, whatever, because I've met a lot of people over the years, whether I've worked with them or trained them, and I think their stories need to be told. So eventually I want to do that myself, but I do want to keep going with the Two Friends Fighting podcast because it was a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, so it's called, and it's called Two Friends Fighting. So again, we'll put the links up for everything Robbie related and all the things we've talked about today. We'll put it down on the YouTube so you can find it there. But yeah, that's a great podcast too. And I really enjoyed it when you guys were doing it. And then all of a sudden it kind of went away, but
speaking of which, I've got a bone to pick with Jackson too. Jackson ended my jiu-jitsu career. I came in there. I remember I was 4 classes in. I was getting good. I was learning all the moves. I was like, oh, the gelatin, the guillotine, the tempura. I had it all on lock. And then, you know, Jackson was, you know, sparring with Robbie. They just finished. Hey, Prince, like, how is it? How's the gist class? You know, like, it's good. It's good. I can show you a couple of things. You should come and roll. He's like, okay. So we rolled. And he put me on a rear naked chokehold the 10 seconds in. And after that, I just stopped going. Chino's like, Prince, where's the, we just got the brand new gear and everything. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I think it's just not for me. It's just not for me. No, thanks.
Jackson's naturally good at martial arts. I took wrestling for a while. I couldn't take him down. Like, he's just naturally good at certain things. He's naturally athletic. You can't catch him. You can't. Yeah. It took me almost 7 or 8 years of sparring with him every week to start actually punching him in the actual face, not just in the body. So don't feel bad. He's just on this other level. And I had to work for this long to get this close to him. So don't feel bad about that. Trust me.
No,
you know what? I think once you guys get your podcast going, the Two Friends Fighting, I think it's only right that the Fight Insight podcast people fight the Two Friends Fighting. You should be an ultimate duo. And Tim, you know what? I'll take one for the team. I'll take on Jackson. I think it's only right. I think I've got the enough fighting skills and the jiu-jitsu skills to take this one down. I'm going to cheat. It's the only way to do it. And you said you had a 2x4 at your house. I might need it.
Yeah. You're going to need a lumber yard full of 2x4s if this is what we're doing, but that's fine.
I think Home Depot's got something on sale, but we'll figure this out.
I thought he was going to say we could do like a crossover podcast. I didn't know that he would be laying down a gauntlet to fight you, but
that's also a good idea. We can do either one of the two ideas or both. I mean, all in one video, we can podcast and then fight, you know, it's like, all right, we got 20 minutes podcast.
Enough of this friendly stuff. No, we're done. Listen, we're fighting each other. It's the only way. And no one's leaving unless we're walking out in a stretcher. All right? And I'm taking on – if you wanted me, I'll take on Robbie as well. But I'm going to need you to help me pick out my teeth.
Yeah,
probably
I'll do that.
All around, so that's it.
As you walk out on a stretcher. But that's okay. All right. Fight on site time. Robbie – because you are here today, Robbie, as our guest, we try to tie in some of the fight on sites and like what the addition is. And for you, Robbie, because we know you're into fitness, you're into health, we have picked the aptly named aesthetically appealing edition of fight on site. So today we are picking fighters that have the physique. Okay. So now, again, technically, this is a battle of who would win in a fight, but we're picking aesthetically appealing fighters. Prince is an odd pick to me. I feel like this is not who you would think.
Robbie, just have a look. Look, see what you think. Like, just okay. Come on.
Okay. I'm open-minded. Let's do this.
Okay, so my pick for the fight on site is not only the one and only GSP, George St. Pierre. When this man hit the UFC, I remember when I first started watching UFC and he was blowing up and he had the rivalry between him and Matt Hughes. I was like, whoa, man, that guy's ripped. Like, he is just like, You walk in and he just ripped. Like, you know, and I remember it's like, man, like he honestly looked like the logo, the UFC logo. Like,
yeah. the guy with the arms out.
Everything is just
like this, and the bald head is like, right?
Well, and I remember when he walked in the gi, and they're just like, "Wow, this guy is so cool, right?" And that's my pick. And the headband and everything, the works, right? And that's my pick, because honestly, like, anyone who's watching UFC and you think of anyone who's jacked and just perfectly fit, you're thinking of GSP, George St. Pierre. Oh, you like how I pronounce that too, George St. Pierre.
George St. Pierre. Tim, you better pick a good person to beat that, because if you watch my podcast, you know GSP is like my hero.
But am I crazy to think that when you think about like the physique, that George St. Pierre is not your number? Like, I never thought of him as being like he's not like a Alistair Overeem guy or anything like that. But doesn't matter. You want a guy that's gonna beat George St. Pierre? I've got the guy for you, Robbie.
Okay, let's see this.
Bam!
Oh,
Super Sage Northcutt. Okay.
Damn.
This guy is like a walking G.I. Joe. He was supposed to be the Ivan Drago's kid in Creed 2. They had talked. There was a lot of talk that this guy was going to be the guy, because he literally looks like Ivan Drago.
That would have made a lot of sense. A lot more sense.
Yeah, like, he looks very much like the original Ivan Drago. He's built like a truck. He's got the hair, right? That weird frosted tip hair.
Yeah.
But
it does look like a G.I. Joe. Oh, man.
Super Sage. I mean, if you're going for a guy that, you know, that's the look of what you think a superhero looks like, that is the guy.
You're absolutely right, especially with his jawline too. It's also equally impressive. No homo, obviously, but he is very pretty. He's very pretty. Clear up the rules for me here. So, are these guys fighting in a bodybuilding show, or are they fighting in the octagon? Because these are two former UFC fighters right now. So, are they?
So, for Robbie, look what the fight on site is. Aesthetically appealing addition. If you ever saw these two guys in an octagon or a ring, you'd be like, whoa. Looking at the two, you'd be like, oh wow. Out of the two, which one you think would be, you know, would look more jacked or more muscularly proportioned? Like, say you were also a bodybuilding, a judge, and you're like, oh my goodness, that person's got the best form right there. Like, who would you pick?
Oh, okay.
I want to imagine, Robbie, like, right.
I know, like, this is gonna be hard for me to admit, because George St. Pierre is like my hero. Jax and I talk about this all the time on our podcast, that we thought, like, in terms of best UFC fighters of all time, in terms of like his fame and how everyone knows exactly who he is, even though they don't watch the UFC, he is the greatest. He inspired Canadian fighters like us. In terms of like looking at him side by side with Super Sage, I would have to think, if I didn't know anything about these two, I would think Super Sage, based on his looks, would win the fight.
Yes. Robbie, you are welcome back anytime to this podcast. If this endorsement...
Can I ask you guys a question? Like, last time I checked, last time I checked, this was a Canadian podcast, right? Canadian, so GSP Canadian, I'm Canadian, Robbie's Canadian.
If I was basing it with the current knowledge that I have now of fights, 100%, I think GSP is a smarter fighter. They both have a karate background. I think he would out-wrestle and out-jiu-jitsu Sage Northcutt, no problem, and beat the crap out of him for all five rounds of this fight. But if I didn't know about it, like what we're talking about right now, if I didn't know about the UFC at all, I wasn't a fighter, I looked at these two guys across the ring, I looked at Sage Northcutt's body, probably because his dad filled him with steroids as he was growing up. He was like 11 years old on Black Belt Magazine, shredded. It was not normal. Like, because it's ideal. Like, it's rumored that his dad pumped him and his sister with roids growing up.
Wait, if we get if we get sued for this, Robbie, I'm blaming you.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm not the first person to say it. Oh, okay. I have no money to avoid the lawsuit, so good luck. But yes, I agree. Like, aesthetically appealing, if those are the rules, as much as GSP is like shredded as hell and he's like an absolute beast, Sage Northcutt, it looks like he was made out of stone. Like, where's the body fat? It's not there.
0%.
You can see every muscle on this guy. Yeah.
0%. Okay, Robbie, 0%. Like, how about we're talking like GSP number one contender when he was just contending to get the championship? Like, remember those days with the gray Venom shorts? You know what I mean? Like, that ripped GSP. Would you still pick
I'm with you. I 1 year for Halloween, I dressed in my gi and I made the headband myself. I drew it based on pictures of him. I was GSP for Halloween. I did everything except shave my head and beard. I love GSP. He's my favorite fighter of all time. But I think in terms of what Tim has been saying with the rules, I think GSP would win an actual fight. But if I didn't know about the sport based on who looks more shredded, I'm sorry, but GSP would not beat Sage Northcutt in a bodybuilding show. And I would think that based on that, if I didn't know who GSP was, I think this kid's going to win. He's a lot younger. He's doing flips. So is GSP, obviously, because if you see his Instagram now, GSP is almost 40 and he's doing flips. He's still doing flips and muscle ups. It's crazy.
You know what, Robbie? None of that matters, because the only way we'll determine the winner is when we put it into the fight on site simulator, baby. Here we go.
All right, let's see.
So again, this is $5 million of funding. You know, we put it into the simulation system. Here we go. So we have. Do any of you guys watch Attack on Titan? Please tell me somebody's. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Robbie, do you?
I'm a huge anime fan.
Robbie. Oh my gosh. Okay,
also, my God.
Okay, Robbie.
That's probably why I got fighting as well. Dragon Ball Z and Naruto, Bleach, you name it.
For GS. No, wait. Well, for Sage, we will pick. If you can name this character, Robbie, I'll be so impressed.
Oh, that's the female Titan from Attack on Titan.
No!
That's
Annie.
Wait, what did you say the name is?
Annie.
Is that it? Oh, Robbie, yeah. I've got a new respect for you, man.
So who is Annie? Is Annie Sage or Annie GSP?
Annie Sage, okay?
with the blonde locks, I should know.
Yes, that's it.
There, yeah.
We have four for our GSP. Robbie, you ready?
Okay, hit me.
No, okay.
Ooh, Captain Levi, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
That guy's a favorite character in the whole show.
There you go. There you go. You know what? You use your controller. You're pretending like it's a Nintendo Sega Genesis. You've got the controller. Which player are you going to pick?
Oh, I'm going with Levi every day. This guy's a boss.
Oh, kick, 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 kick. There you go. And we've got it there. We've got the winner.
100%.
GSP.
Obviously, that was GSP.
This is a very blatant, like, biased decision by the computer here, but fine.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tim. English isn't my first language. I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around it. I mean, there's some you know, working on some kinks. But hey, I honestly think that was a really good fight on Inside Simulation podcast right there. And I think we really got to the winner. And it looks like it's GSP. But again, we won't know unless people vote, right?
That is right. And on Saturday, we will post it on our Instagram. Heads up, in terms of the last few battles, I finally won one. Karate Hottie beat Wonder Boy Thompson by 54%. So it was so close. I don't know what the heck is wrong with our viewers. But 54% I only won by. So that put me, that was 3-1 for Prince. And then just in yesterday, I was winning for so long. 50 Cent was winning by like 80% for like the longest time. And overnight, Michael Jackson beats 50 Cent by 56%.
She was born in Cleveland.
Brutal. So I'm
so everyone on your Instagram is like alive at night, and they just like find it like 3 a.m. Like, oh, what the hell? everyone's voting like when you're sleeping. Everyone's voting on it.
I can't even believe it.
I don't know what else to tell you guys. Like, Michael Jackson has single-handedly, like, you know, got two gangs, first of all, to stop fighting and then, you know, do a whole dance routine at the same time. Like, have you seen 50 Cent do that in any of the videos or even seen it documented? Never. Michael Jackson has. He's also gone.
No, but I've seen 50 do a lot of motivational speech about, you know, making money while you're sleeping. So that's his own thing.
Yeah, 50's awesome. Anyways, I lost that one. All right. Prince, we are going out of time here. Robbie, again, I want to thank you so much, Robbie. Holy moly, what a good time we had with you here. I'm so glad that you could come. Again, we will put all the links to your stuff on the YouTube. And people, please do go find Robbie. If you're looking for a personal trainer, if you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for online training or in-person sessions, go find Robbie. You know, we can all vouch for him here. And I hope that during this podcast, you heard what a passionate and good guy this guy is. So thanks, Robbie, for coming in. And before we go, Robbie, is there anything else that you wanted to say or anything else that you wanted to plug? I feel like we've got it all out.
I mean, you can also find the actual business of my Instagram. It's at mossfit.training as well. It's obviously it's new. It's only got a couple hundred followers, but I post things there as well. I do most of my stuff on my own Instagram. I just haven't kind of have that other Instagram, but you can follow me on either one. It's just same thing. mossfit.training. Pretty easy to follow as well. It's a lot smaller Instagram, so you can get on the ground level if you want, but that's pretty much it. Also, go watch Attack on Titan. It's a great anime.
That's it. Robbie, what are you talking about? You've got 5K followers. You're a social media influencer.
Well, I mean, on my other one, MossFit Training, it's like it's a smaller account. It's like almost 300 followers. I started a little while ago. I'm pretty sure anime is also a big reason why I got into martial arts, man. Like those stories always inspire me. People break their limits. Rosanami Yunus, she literally admits Dragon Ball Z got her into it. I'm like, I vibe with that.
So, yep.
Don't mess with the people watching anime because they probably know how to kick your ass.
There you go. Good words to end by, Robbie. Again, Robbie, thank you so much. Prince, you have to sing us out as always. And we went to the people. We had several recommendations here. But top three, I'm going to say, is Destiny's Child, Say My Name. Bye 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 by NSYNC.
That was or
this one, I don't even know what this one is, but I'm going to say it. Lemon from U2's Zooropa.
Really?
I don't know what that is, but I'll say those top three because those are the first three that came in. Prince, sing us out. Robbie, thank you so much, Robbie.
So, me. Bye Bye Bye. It's gonna be May. It's gonna be May, like literally next month. It's gonna